Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's significant momentum that's building against the World Health Organization. Now 49 senators have sent a letter to Joe Biden to reject the unacceptable WHO agreements. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I must say, it's really about time. How long have we been talking about these WHO agreements?
You know, Liberty Counsel Action, we have led on this issue.
Yeah.
And some people have probably wondered why we talk about
it. Why do you keep talking about this? Yeah.
Because it's so important, but we have led on it for a long time.
You're talking about America's sovereignty here. It's nothing light, all right?
Fortunately, there's momentum that's building. So now we have a large coalition that we are a part of that is both a domestic and international coalition that's very, very active, by the way. And as a result, we now have all of the Republican senators in the United States Senate that joined on to a letter that was sent to Joe Biden to reject as unacceptable the World Health Organization's proposed pandemic agreement slash treaty and the amendments to the international health regulations.
Of course, the Biden administration is chomping at the bit to get us into this WHO, these agreements, sign away our sovereignty. And, you know, it's interesting. I think it was 2 years ago I emailed all the representatives about this, warning we need to pull out, we need to stop. And I got so many responses from different legislators. Oh, it's no big deal, blah, blah, blah. You know, they use it as an excuse to get you on their email list. I'm like, you've got to pay attention to this.
I know. And a lot of them have, even this year, some people have said, oh, it's not a big deal. No, it is a big deal. But now we're starting to see momentum. In fact,
that's why the media is not talking about it either.
Yeah, just recently, a member of the U.S. House mentioned it in one of the hearings on the Rules Committee. It's building in the U.S. House as well. There's two bills, H.R. 1425, and the companion is S-444. Mm-hmm. Those bills say any agreement that Biden wants to sign with the WHO has to be presented to the United States Senate and receive a favorable two-thirds vote of that Senate. That's not going to ever happen. You're not going to get two-thirds vote to give away our sovereignty. But that's the bill that we need to move forward, and we need to press that. It needs to be very public. It needs to be very public. So Biden has actually come out, and he has announced his plan regarding the WHO. So he's not hiding it now. We've revealed his plan, but now in a fact sheet released on April 16, 2024, the White House, quote, launched the U.S. global health security strategy to protect the health, lives, and economic well-being of the American people and people throughout the world, close quote. The fact sheet in this particular case, the WHO, but it does have a link to a document, and this document does mention the WHO. It is a document with the official White House logo on it. It is entitled U.S. Government Global Health Security Strategy 2024, and it clearly shows where Biden is going. And it says here, quote, this is in the document. This is around page 9. The United States is supporting efforts to strengthen global policies and legal preparedness, including negotiating a pandemic agreement and targeted amendments to the IHR, as these two instruments have the potential to provide the international community with the opportunity to establish a shared path forward for preventing, preparing for, and responding to international health emergencies, close quote.
Yeah, you know, they've been very secretive, and just like the different agendas that are going on here from the left, they use language to try to promote their agenda, because normally any treaty would have to be approved by two-thirds vote in the Senate. However, they're calling it an agreement to try to slide this through without using the Senate.
That's right, yeah. They're trying to bypass the United States Senate, because if it was a treaty, which this really is, and in fact, if you go to the United Nations, this has happened before, and the United Nations Agency, the World Health Organization, the United Nations has the a global treaty with respect to climate change, and that was done in 1992 under George H.W. Bush. Then Obama, in his presidency, signed on to the Paris Agreement, sometimes called the Paris Accord, and that was an extension, significantly so, of the original treaty. Now, he did it unilaterally. He bypassed the United States Senate. The Senate should have raised the roof and said, no, you can't do this, but they allowed him to do it. They were silent in it. And now when you go to the United Nations website on the Paris Agreement, it will actually say it is a binding legal document that is enforceable by international law on all of the member states or nations, which includes the United States of America.
They're not hiding it anymore.
No, and they do the same thing also for the WHO. Yeah. They say that the WHO and other things like this will be binding, legally binding, so that this particular situation is very clear what the Biden administration is doing. They've now released it in the form of this U.S. government global health security strategy 2024. They are pressing forward with this new pandemic agreement slash treaty and amendments to the international health regulations. Biden plans to sign this unilaterally and bind the United States of America during the World Health Assembly in Geneva that begins on May the 27th.
Yeah, it's just around the corner. And so this World Health Assembly, we really need to put the pressure on these other, on these legislators, the senators in the House. They have got to stand up and make a difference here.
We need to stop the May vote.
Right.
And we need to stop that from happening. Now, here's some momentum that's building. Now, Holly, it goes back to your point at the very beginning. Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, we led on this issue. Nobody was talking about this. And we started talking about this maybe 2 years ago, at least a year and a half ago.
Yeah, just maybe a couple individuals. But as far as organizations, we were about it.
We were it. And so now I'm glad to see a lot of organizations coming online, other organizations coming online, a coalition coming online, experts in the United States and around the world, very active in this coalition coming online, 49 senators as well. But here's something else that's happening. We will announce it in the near future, but there is a movement of attorneys general, state attorneys general, that also are now... we'll soon make public their opposition to this as well. So that's a huge movement. There's also some movement among state governors to make opposition to this as well.
You know, I remember last time when they met, it was, I believe it was the African countries that backed out when they realized what this was really all about. So as we continue to message it, hopefully other countries will get wind of what this is really going to do.
Well, we found out that the African countries weren't so interested in the ultimate principle. What we found out, Holly, was that the African countries backed out last year, and that's what caused them not to sign it last year. Thank God. But they backed out for a different reason. They backed out not because they were opposed to the WHO. They backed out because they didn't want to piecemeal it. They wanted to have a comprehensive agreement. They wanted to have a pandemic health treaty. And they also wanted to have significant amendments to the international health regulations. They wanted to do it all at once. And they wanted to get their cake and eat it too, which basically means they wanted to have the resources of countries like the United States of America when it comes to vaccines and drugs, free of charge. They wanted to have basically a Mayo Clinic set up at every street corner, funded by nations like the United States of America. They wanted all of that, and they didn't want to piecemeal it. Now they are told that, yes, they're going to be able to get what they want this time around, so now they're coming around to support it. However, there is a big backlash. Recently, 161 NGOs, these are these nonprofit governmental organizations or non-governmental organizations, nonprofit organizations, 161 NGOs, very liberal, I would say, by the way, NGOs that actually support the WHO in terms of its ultimate objective of global control. So different than what we would be. But they also agree with us. There should be no vote in May. Why? Because they're like the African countries last year. They want to get more. And so the same thing that's happening, the disintegration of the, quote, unity, is happening. So there is momentum building, not only direct opposition, but there's also opposition to the May vote for other groups that have different agendas. So keep up the pressure, don't give up, and contact your senator. Go to the Liberty Council website, lc.org/WHO, not only your senator, but your member of your U.S. House as well, lc.org/WHO. Send faxes, sign the petition, and make calls today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.